Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Figgy, who won the tickets?
Mark Wiggins out in Cyprus.
Mark Wiggins.
Not a baby, Mark.
Shout out to Mark. We'll see you at the game. Figgy's going to be working the orange light. John McClain, media entrance. Give him a nice kiss on the cheek. Next chance to win a pair of tickets.
I wouldn't recommend that.
12:40 on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Latest display of culture drama of 2021 involving the Houston Texans. I just want to take you through this, John, because it's interesting when you lay it all out, all of the culture drama that has happened. Starting with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, January, the most important piece of culture drama. Deshaun Watson asked for a trade. And I'm not going to put the legal stuff in there because the legal stuff, we don't know what happened. And I don't think that has anything to do with the culture issues that the Texans have. I think they'd like you to think that. But Deshaun Watson wanted out of this organization because of everything that had happened from early 2019.
Culture related. Like Hopkins and others.
The first display of culture drama in 2021 was Deshaun Watson asking for a trade. After that, Andre Johnson calls out the Houston Texans organization. He mentions Jack Easterby by name. He talks about the culture. That's the next example of culture drama. Randall Cobb, a guy who was brought in by Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien after the DeAndre Hopkins trade, he was released and he was back in Green Bay. This is what he had to say about the Texans culture as the 2021 Texans culture drama is presented to you right here on In the Loop.
Yeah, good to see you. Doing great. Better now. I can breathe again. You know, I've seen the other side, and I'm excited to be back here, and I'm excited. I'm smiling. It's funny. My teammates say, "You act like you just got out of prison." I said, "Well, you know, I'm very, very, very excited to be here."
All right. Trying to end training camp early and no numbers on the roster. You remember the no numbers on the roster?
I do.
How much of a stir that created. And then trying to end training camp early, not even knowing the rules. Like the head of football operations, who's supposed to be this guy that is supposed to tell everybody how a football organization is supposed to operate. He tries to end training camp early, and it backfires. I would say not knowing the rules of how things work and, you know, trying to end stuff and violate rules, I would say that is a culture issue. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, and both those things are Jack Easterby productions, as are other rumored things that we've heard here and there about why the equipment guy was fired, et cetera, et cetera. Not fitting in. See, and that's the
other. Gotta know the rules, bro.
Yeah.
I know the rules.
Gotta know the rules.
Less time on the sidelines clapping, more time knowing the rules, sir. That would be much appreciated. Remember when McClain ripped the roster on the Chronicle site? That was one of the funniest things of 2021.
It's useless.
No numbers on the roster at a mini camp. That, my friend, was effing hilarious.
Welcome to the Texans' first OTA that the media is allowed to attend. I've seen something today I haven't seen in my 45 years of covering the NFL. it was defensive players and not offensive players, and we weren't allowed to watch all of the OTAs like we have in the past. Let me tell you, it was so invigorating to watch a bunch of defensive players that we couldn't tell who's who. And the reason was they gave us rosters with no numbers. In my 45 years of covering the NFL in Houston, I've never been given a roster with no numbers. Why would they do that? Did they leave them out accidentally? No, they don't want us to know who the players are. There's 49 new players on this roster, so it'd be nice to have some numbers with the names and be able to see them, but they didn't do it. So, and I don't know why it's not going to do me any good to have it, so that's what I think about this roster.
Threw it on the parking lot.
That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome.
Whitney Mercilus, released by the Texans. Like Randall Cobb, he went to Green Bay. And like Randall Cobb, Whitney Mercilus made it clear as we go through the culture drama for the Texans in 2021. He made it clear.
Feels like revitalized. The youngness in me is back, you know, because yeah, new environment. You feel the vibe of the team. It's not heavy. It's not a heavy cloud or anything like that.
Does that come from going from like from a team that maybe isn't going that same direction to now you are on a contender?
Yeah, definitely. That definitely contributes to it. But also the mentality as far as like from top down, from I'm talking about tippity top all the way down. Everybody's on the same page. You know, they invest into their players, into people. When you've got a mentality like that, you want to invest back into that. So to experience something like that is awesome.
All right, culture drama here on not, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
I mean, not a heavy cloud. The way it comes down from the tippity-top. It's pretty clear there.
Tippity-top. About as clear as day. Texans culture drama 2021. Charles Omenihu, inactive a couple of times, apparently not practicing the way they would like for him to. He was eventually
But don't
traded.
Believe that.
He was eventually traded to the San Francisco 49ers, by the way. Good play, by the way, the other day, Charles. Happy for you.
Yeah.
Desmond King. Mm-hmm. He was also held out a healthy scratch. This was David Culley as we continue to relive the culture drama of 2021, talking about that decision.
Why did Desmond King not play?
Disciplinary reasons.
Is he expected to play next week?
We'll see. That's internal. It was a disciplinary thing that we keep in house.
Okay, internal.
So you had that. You also have, I would say, in-game management is a culture thing. I would say you don't want to have a culture of a coach who looks like a three-year-old trying to play Madden. Mm-hmm. That would probably be one of my wishes. And you also have the Justin Reed situation, which David Culley said on Texans Radio as we go through the final and most recent piece of culture drama. David Culley said, tough decision, these nuts.
How difficult is that to make a decision like that?
John, it's very easy when guys don't do the things that you want done as a football team. You always do what's best for the football team.
Yeah.
Everything is about the team.
Right.
And when things are not done the right way, there are consequences. And we have standards and we have rules. We don't like to call them rules, but we have standards. Our standards are very high.
Yeah.
And when those standards aren't met, there's consequences. And, you know, you have to suffer those consequences.
All right. There you go. Which brings us to where we are now. The culture. Riding shotgun. The wins. The coaching decision. Talent. Riding bitch in the back. Just no seatbelts or anything. Your reaction to the latest display of the culture drama down the street on Kirby.
Well, the latest one to me is really, really confusing. When you talk about standards, not rules, standards, which is what you feel is the message that you've told people. These are our standards.
I think it's a gray area. I don't think it's a set in stone rule. I think some rules, it's easy to tell you violated.
Very much so.
You showed up late, et cetera. I feel like this is interpretation.
Those are standard fines sometimes, you know, what you just said. But these standards, I promise you, you know, that certain, some of the, whether it's reported arguments, we don't know what to believe, right? Arguments or pushing back on David Culley, these are standards that are either bent or broken across the NFL. But what really strikes me about this Justin Reed thing is you go back and you just laid out a bunch of culture issues that people have had, that the Texans have had with people. Those culture things should apply to the people who want those things. Those standards should apply to David Culley and Jack Easterby and Cal McNair and Nick Caserio. And yet we don't hear from Cal McNair. We don't hear from Jack Easterby. David Culley talks about keeping things internal. Shouldn't you have a higher standard when you're trying to cultivate more fans in the worst the worst attended season in the franchise's history? A little bit of accountability, that's part of a standard. You know, explaining things. You don't have to give details of exactly what happened because he said in-house, and then he said he broke a rule or a standard or whatever, and we play to that. It doesn't make sense, and that, by the way, is only one side of the story because I was really frustrated with John McClain today because he said on the Charles Omenihu thing, well, nobody, you know, don't believe that. Nobody believes that, that it was because he didn't practice well. Then he said we should believe this, that it was a rule was broken, a standard was broken. Well, there's not a lot that we there's not a lot that has happened that has led us to want to believe everything the Texans are saying. You know, you just went through them all. They want us to believe those things, and now they want us to believe this when those things haven't been true. I mean, and there's a track record even beyond, you know, players that have moved on, like going back to Hopkins and others, of people being let go because they didn't fit what the Texans want. If all these things are wrong with your culture, maybe your culture is the problem.
Yeah, and you go back further than I do. I try to keep it just 2021 moving forward. I think only time I talk about the past is when we talk about the state of the roster, but I'm just talking about this new culture in which Deshaun Watson wanted no part of the new culture. J.J. Watt wanted no part of the new culture. Randall Cobb didn't have any respect. I mean, although he did say some decently nice things. Whitney Mercilus said they got problems at the tippity top. Three quarters of a year through the new culture.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know when you can end training camp. They try to do this petty roster stuff. Charles Omenihu's getting set out healthy. Justin Reed's getting set out healthy. Desmond King's getting set out healthy. Your head coach goes up there and tries to tell you that these running backs are doing a good job, which whatever, maybe that's something different. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. In game, like I'm just judging it based on this year. How we got here is sickening, and the fact that you know, one of the guys that you would blame for how we got here, maybe the guy that you would blame most, the fact that he is still here and he's overseeing the culture, I think that is maddening.
With zero accountability.
But even if I were to say, like, let's say, like, at the start of 2021, when the ball dropped last year, I would have told myself, I would have been sitting with you, John, and we're drinking. Whatever we're drinking. And I looked over to you and I said, you know what? This is a fresh beginning. To fresh beginnings, John, and we toasted.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I'm going to wipe the slate clean and I'm going to evaluate this thing moving forward. I just listed a whole thing, why this culture, even if I was trying to forgive the past, I just listed a whole reason of why this is a bleep show.
Yeah.
So that's my thing.
This window, this year.
And at some point, you got to quit with this. It's early in the process. If you want to tell me that as to why you've won two games, that's fine. But when it comes to simple stuff like trying to end camp early, the petty stuff with Justin Reed, the
player
fact that
wearing the wrong socks.
Like, come on. Like, we've got to sit here and evaluate this because it just looks like you're playing favorites. And you're holding these players to like some sort of high standard, but you have so many holes in your game that it's hard to take serious the people who are setting up these standards. That's the problem.
Right.
That's the issue.
No. Just from, you're talking about just this year, these are things that you're laying out. So even had you wiped the slate clean, you have big questions about this. And I mentioned this, and it's just really more of a educated rumor about the equipment guy. I want to just clear that up so people don't know I was just talking out of my butt here. There's a story out there that I've heard multiple times that the equipment guy that was let go this year, right before this year, part of the reason was because some players were wearing the wrong socks or something, and he was scapegoated for
and
that.
You don't know the schedule of when to end camp?
Yeah, exactly.
Does it all matter or not?
All right.
It says it does.
Well, I guess socks do. Socks matter.
but not knowing like the actual like schedule and
but a professional stuff. Veteran football player pushing back at someone when he had an opinion that was different from the head coach, that gets you sitting for a game.
That's just how it works. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, there's a couple job openings in college football, and we have a report about how the AFC South could come into play when it comes to filling those voids. You do not want to miss this next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.